Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Good morning, everyone. This is a little bit of a later episode, but this is episode 39 of YWC Football Talk, and it's a bit of a special episode for me today, actually. It's a Sunday morning as we're recording, watching the Masters, but who am I recording with? I'm actually recording with my, let's see if she's okay with me saying this, my girlfriend Jessica. We've been dating for a while, so I think it's okay to say that, but Jessica, welcome.
Hello.
You don't have to talk that low, you know. But no, we're just gonna have a simple, quick podcast, guys. I would have recorded earlier in the week, but I didn't have much time this week. It's been a bit of a busy week. But anyway, guys, we're going to get into some games. You know, it's going to be short but sweet. The first game of the day we have is the Buccaneers visiting the Panthers, which I'm going to let you pick first. Who do you think's...
I definitely think the Bucs are going to win that game.
Nothing else?
That's what I've got.
Bucs. What do you base that off of?
They've been doing well besides that loss last week, so they're going to be coming in hot. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Do you have a score prediction?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to go Bucs too, but if I had to say a score, I'm going to say 28-23. I think, you know what, the Bucs win, but I think the Panthers are going to find a way to have that backdoor cover. Ruin some people's spreads.
Okay.
I got to check my spread ticket over there, but I think I had them covering. Anyway, next up, let's see, we got Houston versus Cleveland. So like I said, guys, short and sweet podcast. We're just going to get you ready for Sunday. But I'm going to let Jess, ladies first.
I think the Browns. Is that wrong?
No, it's not. It's not wrong at all. It's just I find it funny how, like, I would say, like, oh, like, who do you
your
have Browns?
Why?
Yeah, yeah, like she just says, oh, yeah, the Browns. And then she'll just, like, smile at me. It's quite funny. I'm going to go Cleveland, too. But this is based off the fact of, like, Houston hasn't done much this year. This is really a good prove-it game for the Cleveland Browns. Like, if the Cleveland Browns really want to have a stake in that playoff race, this is a game you go out and dominate. So, like, I'm going to say a score off the top of my head. I'm going to say 27-14 Cleveland wins. But for my hope and stake, I hope that Duke Johnson has a big day in fantasy. Because for those of you who don't know, David Johnson was placed on the IR yesterday, so he'll be out for 3 games. So if you do need a running back to fill your void on your fantasy team, go after Duke Johnson.
You didn't let me know that.
Because he was already picked up in our league a few days ago. It's just other leagues I managed to pick him up.
Okay.
Yeah. She also has Derrick Henry running the ball. Washington at Detroit.
I'm going to go Detroit.
I'm going to go Detroit too, but I'm going Detroit based off the fact of that Washington is not a good football team. I'm also going off the fact as I grab my Reign energy drink, which I just fell in love with now. No calories, no sugar. Or actually 10 calories, but like no sugar, no artificial flavoring. Free ad space. But I'm going to go with Detroit just based off the fact that, look, this is a team that could do anything. Washington's a bit of a wonky team this year. But for all we know, Alex Smith comes out and lights it up and we're wrong. But at the end of the day, I'm going Lions. I'm going to pick Lions too just because I think this is a get-right game for the Detroit Lions. Even though they are 3-5, I'm not saying 4-5 they're making the playoffs. No, I'm just saying this is kind of the game where Detroit, like, they get it right. They have a good game offensively, defensively, both sides of the ball. But, yeah. And now the next one here is Jacksonville at Green Bay. Obviously, I think we're both going to go Packers to win, but you see how it says 13.5?
Yeah.
Do you think – I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that the Green Bay Packers win this game – by that much? Like, do you think it's an absolute bloodbath, or do you think Jacksonville finds a way to have that backdoor cover?
I definitely think it's going to be a bloodbath.
See, I'm going to go opposite, because our our little pro line ticket over there, which if we win a lot of money off of, I have Jaguars covering, just because, for those of you who don't know, Green Bay has a really bad run defense. So for fantasy value also this week, I'm going to say go get James Robinson's a guy to really watch out for, because Green Bay cannot stop the run. It's just something that they've struggled with all year. I'm going to say, for scoreline-wise, though, I'm going to say 31-19, throwing a little scoregami there.
Okay.
You know, yeah, a little scoregami, 31-19. So, like, that's the spread that helps them cover. Next up, we have the Eagles at the Giants.
I'm going to go for the Eagles.
Ooh, we're different for this one. I'm going New York Giants. I think this is a game that, you know what, the Giants have been frisky in their last few games. They had the game against the Buccaneers where they looked really good. They had the game against the football team where they're kind of wonky. And then they had the game against the Eagles where they looked good too, but they blew it late. I think this is a game where the Giants are going to catch a lot of people off guard. They're going to go out there. They're going to win. I think Daniel Jones has a good game. I think we'll see what they do receiving-wise. But also, too, that Giants defense has been I'm not going to say very impressive, but they've looked good the last few weeks. I think Patrick Graham has been playing really well defense down there in Jersey. So I'm going to say Giants win this game 23-21.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, a little... I like throwing out scoregami once in a while. You know, it's fun. It's fun. It's exciting. Okay. Now we're moving, because most of these games are probably not going to be a lot of watch because of the Masters, like what Jess and I are watching right now. But we, next game, the 4 o'clock window, because today we have 4 o'clock games.
That's a lot. Okay.
But it's because of the Masters. Oh, and because CBS is carrying coverage of this until I think 3. Chargers at Dolphins.
I'm going to go... I kind of want to say the Dolphins.
That's not a bad pick because the Dolphins have looked good lately and the Chargers just find a new way to lose every week as someone just rolled into the bunker making me feel better about my golf game. I think it was Dustin Johnson who was choking on Sunday. So for those of you who watch golf, Dustin Johnson loves to choke on Sundays. I'm going to go Miami too. I'm going to say this is a game where Miami's putting a lot of people on the map. Like they looked really good against Arizona last week.
Yeah.
The defense got it done against LA. Both sides of the ball got it done. Both sides. Offensive got it done. But I think this is a week where the defense gets it done. It's a great quarterback showdown, though, between Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa. Mm. Where both guys have looked really good. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go 31-20. Dolphins win. Tua has a few throwing touchdowns. I think he's getting some good rush yards in. But at the end of the day, I think that the Miami defense will be too much to handle for the Los Angeles Chargers offense.
Awesome. And are you stealing my picks?
No. Buffalo Bills visiting the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to say Arizona.
Going different again.
Bills are a little overhyped.
I'm going Bills in a very close game. I'm going Bills 34-31.
Okay.
Which basically, I think, same score as last week with Arizona. I think, you know what? It's just... Buffalo, too, like, Josh Allen's been on a roll as of late. Arizona's that really, like, iffy defense. So it's a battle of, like, two really shaky defenses. So at the end of the day, you don't really know who's going to win. But I think it's a toss-up. I think this is going to be a good day fantasy-wise for both quarterbacks, whether if you have Kyler Murray or Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I hate picking against Kyler just because I like the guy so much. And he's been a really good quarterback this year. But at the end of the day, I think the Bills find a way to squeak out a win here. But... if you're like us and Patriot fans, you want to see Arizona win just so New England still has that like little hope of staying alive. A little hope. But, yeah. And then next up, we've got Broncos at Raiders. See right there? Broncos at Raiders.
Okay. I'm going to go Raiders. I have no reason for that.
You have, like, no reason for any of your pictures. She's, like, literally looking and seeing who's favored, and then she'll just go pick.
I am not.
No.
I'm going for the Raiders.
Oh, okay. I'm picking Raiders, too, but I'm picking Raiders in a very... closely contested game. I'm going to say 21-17 here.
Okay.
21-17, you know, it's a very defensively but fought football game. Denver's got a very frisky defense. The Raiders' defense is a little shaky, though, so I think the Drew Locke's going to have some chances to make plays. Jerry Jeudy looks like he's a go. We'll see how someone like, I was going to say Phillip Rivers, but Phillip Lindsay looks today. Mm-hmm. I did that just sometimes. Mine just... went over my head, but at the end of the day, I think Raiders, like the guy, you know how I said with the Bills find a way to squeak out a victory over the Cardinals, and the same way. I think at the end of the day, the Raiders are the better football team compared to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Next up, we have got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Ooh, I'm going with the upset here. I'm going Cincinnati.
And why?
I'm going Cincinnati for the reasoning of us Tyler... ooh, that's like Tigers in the drink. Makes me feel... there's a lot of these moments where I'm like, I feel better about my game. My golf game, that is. But no, I'm going to go Bengals here because the Pittsburgh offense, like Ben was out all week because of COVID protocols.
Interesting.
Hasn't had a lot of time to work with his offense. Hasn't had a lot of, like, the only practice he had yesterday was a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Like, just a simple, like, a very extended walkthrough, which a walkthrough is basically where they just, like, pretty much are in, like, a ballroom of a hotel and they just basically walk through the plays. That's all the time and prep that Ben has had this week for... for the team to play, and also to the fact that this is a chance for Cincinnati to come into Pittsburgh and not state their claim, but kind of just show, like, hey, we're, like, and also because, like, this is a trap game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, look, it's a divisional opponent. They're not afraid. It's like last Monday night when the Patriots played the Jets, where everyone kind of thought, I didn't know what the score of the game was. I thought the Patriots would have won a little more decisively. But at the end of the day, look, New England just squeaked out a win. So if anything, too, I can see the same thing. And here's another tidbit. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a really bad habit of playing down to the level of their competition. If you look at their wins, the Denver Broncos, the Houston Texans, last week against the Cowboys, all very close nail-biter games.
Yeah.
So with a game like this, I can just see Cincinnati winning, like, let's say 27-23. I think this is a very run-heavy game for Pittsburgh just because of the lack of practice with Ben, and also if Ben's knees are a little shaken up.
Yeah.
Because he hurt his knee late in the second quarter last week against the Dallas Cowboys. So with this game right here, I feel like Ben Roethlisberger, you know what? He can go out there and prove me wrong, and this could be a good game for him, and they go 9-0. Or the simple matter of the fact is that the Pittsburgh Steelers kind of play down the level of their competition, and Joe Burrow makes some plays, which helps the Cincinnati Bengals win.
Okay.
Seahawks at Rams.
I'm going to go Seahawks.
This could be a get-right game for the Seahawks, but I'm actually going to go Rams on this one. I'm going to go Rams for the sole purpose of Sean McVay actually has a 4-2 record all time against the Seattle Seahawks. Okay. And also, too, that Seattle defense throwing is atrocious. So this is a get-right game for Jared Goff. Jared Goff looked like crap in his game against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
He didn't look good. So if there's a game for today for Jared Goff to go out there and look good, this is the game. Throw aggressively against the Seattle secondary because they suck.
Okay.
Score-wise for this game, I'm going to say 31-28 Rams win on a late field goal.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Houdat Nation hosting the San Francisco 49ers. I feel like I know where we're both leaning, so you're going Saints, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go Saints too, but 9.5. They win by more or they win by less?
I'm going to go less.
Ooh, you're saying San Francisco's going to cover?
Yeah.
I think
it's going to be a tight game.
I think it's going to be a tight game at first, but I think in the second half, New Orleans' defense is going to get a few key interceptions because Nick Mullins threw a few last week. I think at the end of the day, too, Seattle, New Orleans' defense is riding a high off of that win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they really stated their claim, where a lot of people did not anticipate them winning, had no idea of, like, for them what to do, and then here they come. Like, you had three different networks all pick against them, and they won by 35 points. And they're playing a much weaker San Francisco 49er team, which obviously is decimated by injuries this year. No Jimmy, no Kittle, no Deebo Samuel on the defensive side, no Sherman, no Bosa, no Solomon Thomas. I think this is a game where, you know, when San Francisco kind of gets that start where it's like, okay, we gave you your bone. And then, like, you know, like, so I have two dogs, for those of you who don't know. One's older, one's younger.
Uh-huh.
So with the dogs, we'll say their names. So there's Bella and Patches. So say, you know how we throw the ball for Bella?
Yeah.
And then she gets a few, and then we just launch it for him, and he goes running?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very similar, where San Francisco kind of gets their marbles, like, where they go, they get, like, a first, they get the ball first, get a 7-0 touchdown. And then it's like, let's say 13-10 at half. And then New Orleans just comes out of nowhere in the second half and just...
Okay.
So I think at the end of the day, this game, I'm going to say Saints...
So you think that Saints are going to blow out?
Not blow out, but it's going to be close. I'm going to say 34-20 Saints win.
Okay.
And the next game is the Sunday Nighter game. Like I said, guys, I said last week was my shortest podcast ever, 27 minutes, but we're at 13 minutes already. Just because we're flying through quickly, so you guys have a nice quick listen to before the kickoff of the games. But we have Ravens visiting our Patriots, Sunday Night Football.
So I think the Ravens are going to come and kill it, unfortunately to say. I do have Lamar Jackson on my fantasy team, so I want him to do great. What about you?
You know what? I would love to see New England get the upset here. A lot of people are saying it like they could see it happening.
Yeah.
A lot of roll. Look, watch. Watch the ball. Sorry, guys. We're just watching the Masters and Tiger's just in the drink.
Who's that?
Tiger.
Wow. So go on with what you were saying.
But you know what? I have no expectations for this game tonight. I'm not going in thinking upset. All week I've kind of said, you know what? This is a game. Because last year, too, same situation, but it was in Baltimore. Patriots were 8-0. They were cruising. Baltimore was kind of like, they were good, but they hadn't really, like, had that marquee game on primetime.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson blew our doors out. So I expect the same thing with that tonight. I expect that this could be, I think it's going to be more of a competitive game than last year. Yeah. I just think at the end of the day, you know what, the Ravens have too much offensively and defensively for New England to handle.
Yeah.
So if I had to say a score line, I'm going to go Ravens 31, Patriots 20. I think the Patriots managed to get a couple touchdowns, but at the end of the day, too, it's going to be like San Francisco, where, you know what, they have, because of the, if I had the ranked defenses, I think Cam has a better day against this defense than he did with the Niners defense.
Yeah.
But the biggest caveat with this game is that, look, there's going to be too much to handle, and they're going to have to settle for field goals, unfortunately. And after this, luckily New England does have an easier schedule with teams like Houston, Arizona, because we don't know what we get with Arizona each week, and then they have the two LA teams. So, for the most part, that's how I see this game going. I think New England has what, potentially has what it takes to stay in this game, but at the end of the day, I think Baltimore's defense is just going to be too much for them to handle, especially considering, and also to their offense, considering how bad New England's defense looks against a very bad New York Jets team.
Yeah.
The Lord Tiger's drinking. And then the last game we're just going to go through quickly is the Monday Nighter game. We have the Bears at the... I was going to say Bears at Vikings. It's Vikings at Bears in Chicago, Monday Night Football.
I'm going to go Bears.
I'm going to go Vikings. I think, you know, the Vikings... I will say this, though. For folks who are thinking that Dalvin Cook is going to go out there and have this amazing, unreal game where he just blows the doors off the place...
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. And I see this having to be more of a throw-heavy game, but also to... I think this is going to be a very low-scoring, close game. I think... Let's just... 21-17, I think, is the final score of this game. I think this game's very similar-ish to what we saw Thursday night between the Colts and the Titans, but it's just less scoring. There's also two special teams came into play there.
Yeah.
But with this game right here, whoever wins this game, I think, kind of stakes their claim in the playoff rankings and pushes that step forward to January football. But whoever loses this game, there is going to be a lot of questions going forward about how will this team do going forward, considering we're getting to that real stretch now of heading towards playoff football, which if that's one gripe I always have with the NFL that I hate, is that how fast the season goes. Because, like, look, we're always so excited. We're always talking about it. Like, I can always talk about it, whether it's here with friends or whoever. And then all of a sudden, look, guys, we're already past the halfway mark of the season.
Yeah, time flies.
Time does fly. But also, too, guys, for survival this week, I do have the Saints over the 49ers. So, New Orleans Saints, do not let me down this week, because Pittsburgh almost did it last week. But anyway, guys, like I said, short and sweet episode. We're just here getting you ready for your Sunday. It was very much fun for you to come on, Jess.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe she's got Twitter, so maybe we should start tweeting more.
I don't think so.
Her only tweet was saying how weird it was watching SmackDown with an audience when they were in the PC at the beginning of March, right, at the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, enjoy your football Sunday. Enjoy the Masters if you're a golf fan. But I think that's going to do it for us. I don't think Jessica has nothing else to say.
No, I'm good.
She's good. She's good, everyone. She's good. Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. And enjoy your Sunday and enjoy all the games today and tomorrow night. And also, too, the only other game I was thinking about we could have talked about quickly was a brief recap on Colts-Titans. But for the most part, I was proven wrong. I'm already 0-1 on the week. I had the Titans winning the game and not the Colts. I didn't realize that the Titans special team was going to have a wet blanket on them. I'm just trying to extend this out, guys. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. For the few of you who do listen to this, but hopefully we just keep growing this platform and someday I can have a very good listening audience. But for those of you who are loyal, for those of you who listen, thank you very much and enjoy your football Sunday. Any other remarks from you, kiddo?
Go Patriots.
Go Patriots, guys. We're going to go make some breakfast now. But anyway, guys, enjoy your NFL football Sunday.
Do, did, will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.